chaotic and undignified. Infamous for its vice and depravity. And with good reason. Let it begin.
Let it begin. Come on, man, let's go.
And now,
WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
It's hair, whack. It's gear, whack. It's jewelry, whack. It's foot stance, whack. The way that he talks, whack. The way that he doesn't even like to smile, whack. Me, I'm tight as fuck.
Call the Dub Fod. My name is Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL.
What's up, buddy?
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Drunk, we have
a spectacular show.
A spectacular show in store for the peoples, Drunk. Hey, Drunk, I don't get on Facebook much.
I don't either, just when the alerts pop up.
Yeah, I get alerts.
I got a cousin that reposts a bunch of stuff.
And I investigate.
Yeah.
The other day I was notified that...
Whenever I have an anniversary of something, I usually repost the thing that Facebook tells me that I did.
Yeah, it's like the, hey, look, I did this thing 8 or 9 years ago.
Well, right? Hey, this person's been your friend for 4 years. Say, do that.
I was notified that the band Death From Above 1979 had new tour dates.
Okay.
And I noticed that the poster that they put out to tell everybody had the worst fucking font I've ever seen.
You're a font guy.
I am, but this...
You're font, very particular about your font.
This font was particularly egregious. Was like, you like couldn't read any of the cities. It was terrible.
Was it in Windings?
And so
Might as well have been.
I went to the replies, and there was a lot of them.
You got a picture?
What I was looking for in the replies was just, has somebody already ever commented on the font? Because right. If they did, then I don't need to. I don't need to just add to the noise.
Yeah. And nobody replied to the font?
Plenty of people did.
Oh, okay.
Particularly this Jacob Stewart guy. He replied, was there a worse font available or was this it? And so I replied because I found a kindred spirit drunk. Well, I got to tell you what
okay,
was said.
Okay, first. Okay,
it's
okay.
It's interesting. Okay. And I just replied, hey, Jacob Stewart, like I came here to say that and you beat me to it.
Uh-huh.
Kudos.
Right.
And Jacob Stewart, he replied to me drunk. He said, do you support the Canadian truck protest?
What?
Right. And honestly...
What is this?
It's a bad font, right?
This is like if American was in Russian.
Right. So like, yeah, I'm a font guy, sure. But that's a particularly bad font.
Don't you agree with my assessment of it?
Yeah. Whoever picked this font... shouldn't make posters for bands.
I mean, it's
that
a cool poster.
No, it's a cool poster, but you can't tell what it says.
The picture's cool.
There has to be...
The background's cool.
Function to it, drunk.
But I cannot read any of it.
Sure, it's cool. But if nobody can tell...
The font in red's fine.
Well, yeah, that's like a band. That's the band that's opening for them's logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, the rest of it, that is...
It's terrible. It's a terrible font.
Usually I'm just like, Mike, you're overreacting. But no, that one is bad.
So the guy, he just replied out of the blue, do you support the Canada truck protests? And I didn't...
You're like, I don't know what that means?
I didn't really know what to say, drunk. I don't know.
Did you look it up first?
I don't know if I support the Canada truck protests.
What are the Canada truck protests?
The truckers, they're mad at the government. So I think I'm supportive of them.
Hey, anybody trying to make a buck, I'm all behind.
I mean, if they're saying fuck the government, I'm like, I'm not on the government's team, right?
Ain't nobody for the government.
Yeah, nobody's like pro-government, right?
Sometimes you got to be a little pro-government.
But what if they're like crazy? I don't know.
It depends on, you know.
I have no idea. So
everybody talks about how Canada's this glorious place and how their laws are so great.
I thought I was bonding with a guy about fonts. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you bond with him over this, you might have a best friend.
A homie's on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? So guys, I guess, tell me if I support the Canadian truck people. I don't know if I support them or not. I probably do. But I guess, like, if somebody's up on, like, what the Canadians are doing, let me know.
I got to know, too.
Do you not know about the Canadian truck? I know.
No.
I saw a thing where, like, they're honking a lot. And, like, they're near residential areas, and the residents are like, man, those motherfuckers need to stop honking.
But, I mean, I think part of the thing is they have to honk so people know, like, they're there.
We're like, hey, guys, we're in trucks.
They're big trucks. So the people need to know that they're coming.
No. They're, like, stopped. They're, like, having parties. I'm seeing videos of them dancing around. But, like, yeah, like, it's, like, a whole bunch of things. Like, the crack pipe thing. You can't ever find out, like, are we really giving out crack pipes? I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the crack pipes. There's too much noise, Drunk. It seems like they were saying that Joe Biden's giving out crack pipes. And I don't think that Joe Biden's giving out crack pipes.
He's currently giving out crack pipes, or he has given out crack pipes?
We're getting an anonymous call. This is a third rail, Drunk.
Oh, boy. Merging it?
I hit the merge button.
Hello, caller.
I hit the merge button, Drunk. I don't know what else I can do.
Two of three on the call.
Travis isn't here. Travis usually screens these for us. It's probably Travis, right?
Could be.
But I hit the merge button and nothing happened. So, guys, Travis usually does the phones. So I'm sorry.
We're the worst this guy.
If I messed up.
As a collective of three people, we're the worst three people this guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, we shouldn't be a live show. If you're a trucker, maybe it was a trucker calling Drunk to tell us that we're on their side. That's a possibility, I guess. They were saying, hey, Mike, I know you from, you know, listening to the show. And you're definitely on our side.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's not on my side is that Pepper guy.
Yeah? Why? He wrote you a love song.
Drunk. He did an impression of me the other day.
It was spot on.
It was not a good impression.
It was a very good impression. You just didn't like the contents, but the impression was great.
No, it was not great. It was bad. And he should feel bad.
Why?
I pulled it. I'm going to play it for the people. And they're going to agree with me
that
this is a garbage impression.
Put it on the YouTube so I can see the comments.
Pepper, he's a bad person.
Welcome to this thing we call the Dump Fod. My name's Mike, and joining us is popcorn bitch Travis.
So Travis, I don't say Travis like that.
I just recently stumbled on a thing that you might be interested in, Travis. It's a thing called having sex, Travis. You ever heard of it? Is it? You think it'll be your pick of the week, Travis?
I'll have you know that I have lots of sex. Okay,
no, you're married, of course you do.
Yeah, we're getting another call. This time it's not from an anonymous, and I'm gonna merge it again, and we're gonna see what happens, Drunk.
Well, we missed a call from the
caller.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Easy, Drunk. Don't blow a gasket over there, Drunk. I just want to talk about the truckers.
Okay.
Oh, the truckers. Are we on the trucker's side? Is this John Jamingo? Yeah. I think I recognize your voice.
Oh, geez. Here, I thought I was going to be able to prank phone call. You said I was a trucker from Canada, but now I got to come clean and say yes.
Oh, so you're a trucker from Canada. I'll cut that out, John.
No, I'm not. I'm a podcaster from New Jersey.
Oh, close enough.
Well, that is really close to Canada.
How can you not know what side of the truckers you're on?
We're in Missouri. We don't get news.
Or
we're in Missouri. We don't get this kind
of news. What are the truckers mad about?
If they cross into America and they're unvaccinated, for them to go back, they got to quarantine for 14 days.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
And they don't want to take the vaccine. So that's what they're upset about.
But only unvaccinated drivers. Hold on a second. Only unvaccinated drivers?
Yes.
So if you're vaccinated, you can come back and not have to do a 14 days.
Vaccinated, you can go back and forth, no problem.
So,
but they sit in their trucks. So
my retort to that would be, get vaccinated, you idiot.
Well, they don't want to.
They don't want to.
Well, then they don't.
Maybe they've caught.
Then they don't want to come to America.
They've recovered.
If they don't want to get vaccinated, they don't want to come to America.
I assume all of the people protesting aren't unvaccinated. It's people who think that you should have a choice, which I agree with.
Exactly.
You should have a choice, sure.
Yes.
Don't bring that zombie disease in my country.
Canada's particularly bad with the
really
crossing
bad,
back and forth.
Yes.
Like, I think the hockey got screwed up last year because of that.
They're getting screwed this year, too. If you go to Canada, you're going to all seven places and then coming back. Seriously.
Because you can only cross once, and then you just got to stay here for a bit. They're doing a lot of honking.
So I have one other question. And speaking of honking, I'm in your Discord.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why Keep It Honk is all about clowns.
I don't visit that page. The guy asked Mike about that.
John, a while back, Travis started talking about clown ladies. And I think that he was trying to look at it at Facebook, which I don't know why you would do it on Facebook, because everybody's up in your business.
That's true.
What he did is he opened a sticky wicket,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, he used Twitter for that.
Yeah, because once you start talking about clown girls, and then everybody looks at some clown girls, and they're like, huh, I think I'm into clown girls, too.
I am not into clown girls.
You don't dig it?
No.
It freaks you out?
I hate that site. I have that thing on mute.
Oh. You muted the clown girl page?
I did.
That's weird.
Why is it weird? I don't want to look at that.
What bothers you about it?
I mean,
what bothers you?
I'm not going to say that I'm afraid of clowns, because it's a very, I guess you would say, popular, I'm afraid of clowns deal. I'm not afraid of clowns. Don't like them. So I don't need hot chicks dressed up as clowns fucking with their sex. I wasn't really into that dog lady from a couple weeks either. That's that's not my bag.
Puppy girl Jenna?
Yeah, no.
It's the dog lady.
She thinks she's a puppy.
I have to check out puppy dog.
Yeah, puppy dog. Puppy
wrong,
girl
she's
Jenna.
Cute. She's cute. But not my deal. That's not what gets drunk's engine revved up.
Yeah. Okay. Vaccine mandates, they don't get you revved up either.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I got mine. I'm not going to get the booster. I got guilted into doing it. I wanted more time. But
what does that mean?
Well, you know, most vaccines take a good 2-3 years before they actually get the shit right.
You wanted to wait 3 years?
Well, not necessarily, but I wanted other people to fucking get it.
Oh, you wanted to see everybody else get sick first.
Make sure other people didn't fucking die before I start putting shit in my body, you know.
Drunk, here's the thing. If you don't get boosted, then next thing you know, they say you're not vaccinated.
Right.
So then you're a filthy unvaccinated, just like the truckers.
That's fine.
What? That's happening all over the place.
I will fucking get the fucking boost then, I guess.
Maybe. If they make you? Just going to do what the man tells you?
They're going to talk you into it again, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just going to do what the man tells you.
I just comply. Drunk. Don't need to get thrown in a hole for no reason.
Drunk's a good boy.
Can a clown lady boost him? Would that be funny?
for the show.
I'll tell you what, John. If all of the people giving out vaccines were sexy ladies dressed like clowns,
no,
I think more people
no.
would show up.
Fuck no.
That's something that
I
Trudeau
think less
should,
people would show up.
Trudeau should think about. Like, maybe just have the truckers go get boosted from sexy clown girls.
It might help. Yeah. It might get another 1-2% of them vaccinated.
John, do you have any thoughts on baked potatoes?
I'm a fan.
You like them?
I like baked sweet potatoes, regular.
Who's not a fan of potatoes?
I'm more of a baked sweet potato guy than a...
He doesn't like the russet. He likes the sweet.
I don't know if you saw the argument I had with Jody.
Of course, I chimed in on it. That's the Jody's way to make the potato is the best way to make the potato.
No, it creeps me out.
Because it's in the microwave?
So what he does...
How does he make potatoes?
He puts baked potatoes in like a Walmart bag, like a plastic bag, and puts them in the microwave. And microwaves the baked potatoes.
I don't like that.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like it most likely gives you cancer?
Why?
Yeah, it's got cancer.
Explain to me how a microwave works.
Yeah, why would you microwave a plastic?
Because it's got the
there's
plastic.
There's no nuclear power in a microwave.
But there's fumes, right? You're not supposed to microwave plastic bags, are you? It's weird.
People put plastic in the microwave all the fucking time.
Yeah, but microwave safe plastic, right? Not plastic bags.
So Jody's a Hoosier. Use Saran Wrap.
He's a fucking Hoosier. That's my problem, drunk. And so then,
but you can use Saran Wrap.
Shannon said, "Hey, you should air fry them and get avocado oil." And I was like, "Okay." So I went and avocado oil is fucking expensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I got it. And I did it.
Shannon's a little highbrow.
And they were great. They were great in the air fryer.
Uh-huh.
So then
you basically made French fries.
Yeah. Well, I hurt Jody's feelings because I didn't try his weird cancer bag microwave.
Well, instead of using a Walmart bag because, you know, he's from Walmart land, use Saran Wrap if that makes you feel better.
In the chat, they're saying put Saran Wrap over it and put it in a bowl and put it in the microwave. But I don't want a Saran Wrap bowl in the microwave either, right?
Why?
Because it's a Saran Wrap. I'm don't put that in the microwave.
Yes, you absolutely can put Saran Wrap in the microwave.
What you're missing here is that Jody doesn't have feelings, so you can't hurt him.
I think I did.
He might be upset, but
no. I think he looks at me in a different way now. John, because I didn't
you
try
won't,
his.
Well, you won't Saran Wrap your baked potatoes.
Baked potatoes, yeah. And you know, I don't want to hurt his feelings. I feel like I just got to eat the cancer potato at some point.
And then he'd be like, "Oh, you know what I say? This is pretty good.
Let's start our own unwrapped potato group. We'll put it on Facebook.
The unwrapped potato group.
See how that works.
Won't be as good. It won't be as moist." Yes.
But I did find a potato that I really liked. I like the air fryer potato with the avocado oil on it. I think that's my preferred method now because I always tried to perfect it in the barbecue, but I never got it right.
Okay.
It never comes out good. But if I just stick it in the air fryer, it works great.
Everything's great in the air fryer. What are you talking about? It's convection oven. That's all it is.
Vesman says if plastic is not microwave safe, it can give off gas and contaminate your food. That's what I'm talking about.
And how
do you know a Walmart bag if plastic is not microwave? But he's talking about a fucking Walmart bag. He said to put it in a shopping bag and stick it in your microwave.
Okay. Let me ask you this. How many times do you think Jody's done this?
What in, like, talking to Jody leads you to believe that he probably doesn't have something wrong with him?
But if it was toxic, it'd have killed him, right?
I mean, like, we're not talking to Neil deGrasse Tyson about the way he makes potatoes. We're talking about Jody. Jody could be fucked. Jody's whole fucking family could be fucked up from eating these weird-ass potatoes.
If it was toxic, he'd be dead. It wouldn't be brain.
I'm talking about long-term effects. We don't know the long-term effects of microwaving Walmart bags.
If plastic is not microwave safe, it will give off a gas. I think he would know that the gas was coming off. And it will contaminate your food.
How would he know?
How would he know?
You can see fucking gas, man.
Well, what was that thing that they were talking about? That like, when John Oliver was talking about the nonstick shit on your pans. I don't watch John Oliver too much anymore because let's
hear what he's got to say.
He went down like a weird path.
Yeah,
and he's not as good as he was.
Because he's end all be all.
But no, he did a thing about nonstick pans, and like if you get that nonstick pan stuff in you, it just stays in you forever.
Teflon.
Yeah, Teflon, nonstick pan.
Yep.
I threw away some nonstick pans after I watched that goddamn episode. He's like, hey, man, it'll come off if it's scratched. Kind of like, and I was like, all my Teflon pans are scratched. I'm fucked.
Kind of like you're supposed to swallow a piece of gum every 8 years.
You're supposed to swallow one?
Yeah.
To just keep it in you?
Every 8 years.
Does it, like, collect things? Like,
no. You don't know the conspiracy theory about that?
No.
So we're in, like, a simulation, right?
Oh.
Except the only thing that's real is gum.
Wow.
And that's why they say if you swallow a piece of gum, it stays in you for 8 years. But every 8 years, they replace you in the sim. That's why you have the 8-year itch or a 7-year itch or whatever the fuck it is. And if you have gum in you, they can't replace you because gum is real.
Wow.
Yeah, some deep
Drunk,
shit.
How many potatoes have you wrapped in plastic in your lifetime?
A lot.
You've done the potato trick?
Yeah. I think after that story, I think I will not wrap them in my potatoes in plastic.
So, I mean, when I worked at a certain restaurant, we wrapped them in saran wrap and then wrapped them in foil and put them in the oven.
Okay,
that's
so
the ideal way.
Yeah, but in the oven. Oh, no. So the saran wrap is on the inside?
Yeah.
No.
Potato.
I don't like that
wrap,
either.
Then foil. You melt the saran wrap on the potato. Then you eat plastic potatoes.
How often do you see saran wrap melt, bro?
All the time. Like, if it gets too hot, and then it curls up. No. John, I'm not crazy here, am I? The saran wrap, if it gets too hot, it curls up.
The saran wrap keeps in the moisture.
These people are fucking crazy. In the chat, Lisa's saying, I make these potatoes all the time in the bag. You know you don't. You're a liar. This is crazy nonsense. See, in the foil, I understand that, because you can cook the foil. The foil doesn't do anything.
You can't put foil in a microwave. That you can't
do. No, you can't do that. No, I don't think you should microwave potatoes at all. I think microwaving anything is...
In a pinch.
What do I know?
You know,
what do I
potato
know?
Stick,
what do I know?
Even in an air fryer, they take a long time. You know, if you're in a pinch and you want a good, you know, you want a baked potato, you can do it in a microwave. It takes about, what, 15, 20 minutes?
I guess the key
instead of an hour in an air fryer
to not be in a pinch. Baked potatoes, are a patient man's food.
Absolutely,
because I can't make them in
you're
the
right.
grill. I can't.
So
I've tried.
Have you ever gotten?
I tried just throwing those sons of bitches right on the coals.
Have you ever gotten the individually wrapped potatoes at the store?
No. No,
they come in plastic.
I typically buy a bag of potatoes.
They come in plastic, and there's a blue wrap around it, and it says to not take the plastic off and to cook it in the microwave.
This is interesting. Now, this thing about the gum, because now Vesman is saying that you should ask.
I don't believe in that conspiracy theory. I just brought it to light. I don't believe in that.
So if you swallow gum, you said every 8 years?
7 or 8, yeah, something like that.
Then they can't replace you because you have gum in you.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why would gum be the only thing that's real?
Because you chew it and you can't eat it.
So you eat it and then it's gone.
But it still exists.
It makes its way through the path and then back out the other side. But I would think that gum comes out the other side, too.
I
think once it rolls, drops into the chamber, then it gets pushed out with the rest of the stuff, with your plastic baked potato skin. Yeah. I don't know. Well, anyhow, gentlemen, I just wanted to call in and find out, you know, where you stood with the truckers, and now we're into this whole baked potato
controversy. Well, I believe...
Now I got to...
So, part of the thing is, if you want to do your job... And part of your job is going to a place that requires vaccination. Just get the damn vaccination. You're that, or keep your ass in Canada. So I'm kind of middle ground here.
I'm for the truckers. Yeah, well, I'm for the truckers. We're gonna split on this one, Drunk. Honk honk. And that font.
Thank you
that
for
font
the call.
Fucking sucks.
Thank you, sir.
John,
it's always a pleasure. Call back again.
Go on a break.
All right, take care now.
Wise man.
calling, but we can't help but respond to your voicemail.
Hey guys, love the show. I was wondering what you guys are doing for Valentine's Day.
Dear listener, Travis is at Disney World. The rest of us are just trying our best to honor the day of love. I hope yours was great. Thanks for calling.
WFOP! Master Bruce, it appears the Penguin is loose, raining terror on Gotham. Shall I prepare the Bat Twitter?
Yes, Alfred.
Very well, Master Bruce. I will alert Master Dick as well.
All right, let's see here. Let's go with a hashtag, of course. Shit. I stand with Gotham. Yeah, looks good. Send.
Holy empty gesture, Batman! We've done it! Your hashtag activism combined with my thoughts and prayers have thwarted the Penguin. What should we do now? Should we make some memes or something?
Well, Robin, I don't know what you intend to do, but I personally am headed down to the Batcave to suck my own dick.
Well, now that we've had a little fun, let's get down to business.
Once again,
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
You seen previews for that new Batman?
Batman?
Yeah.
Batman?
So...
Batman?
From here on out, is it just going to be dark Batman?
I think I prefer a dark Batman.
Yeah?
You like a cheery Batman? Is that what you like?
Well, I don't know, you know... So the last time there was the Riddler, it was Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And before that, it was, you know, like, 60s guy.
And this is like Gas Mask Riddler.
Yeah, this guy...
steampunk Riddler.
This Riddler looks kind of like Bane, almost.
Yeah. He's a hardcore Riddler.
Yeah. I don't think I like that. I like my Riddler to be, you know, campy.
You like him to look like that that guy who was giving away government money on
green
the
guy
public
with,
access.
Green guy with question mark. That's what I want for my Riddler.
Remember public access guy? The guy that used to give away government money?
Larry Rice?
The guy, he was like, I got this book that you could buy and all the grants you can get with the free money.
I don't know if I
He dressed
him.
Like the Riddler. You don't remember that guy?
Oh! Kind of like whitish red hair.
I don't know. He's old.
Maybe.
He's a good guy, though. I like him.
But yeah, no. I prefer my Riddler to have a little camp to him.
Well, the Penguin's
little
in it, too.
Little lighthearted. Oh, is he now?
Yeah, and the Catwoman. They're just putting all of them in there.
Oswald Cobblepot.
They're just tossing them all out there. They say, fuck it. Batman versus everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess is he slated to have three of them?
Three Batmans?
What's his nuts? Pattinson.
I don't know, because they're putting Michael Keaton and they're putting Ben Affleck in the fucking the Flash movie. So, like, there's going to be multiple fucking Batmans.
What?
And the fucking, what's it called? The goddamn, Doctor Strange. He's got X-Men's in it. Fucking, that guy, I pulled it. The fucking Patrick Stewart's going to be in the fucking Doctor Strange movie. This is Patrick Stewart.
We should tell him the truth.
That's fucking Patrick Stewart. Professor X is going to be in the fucking Doctor Strange.
But is he as Professor X?
Well, who the fuck else would he be?
I don't know. There's... Chris Evans was the fucking Torch and Captain America.
They're getting crazy with it now, Drunk. They're just saying, fuck it. We own everything and they're all in it now. They're just like, hey, you want all the Spider-Mans? We'll give them to you. Spider-Mans are just hanging out with each other, Drunk. Spoiler alert, I guess. I mean, fuck it. Fucking all the Spider-Mans are hanging out. It's weird, but it's great.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's great. Drunk, do you remember a backdoor teen mom?
No.
Farrah Abrahams?
I never got into the teen mom.
Okay, so I think she was the first teen mom. She might have been the second teen mom. I'm not up on my teen mom. I did see her later work, because what she did is she said, hey.
She became a porn star, right?
Yeah, my boyfriend is this famous porn guy, James Dean. He's my boyfriend. And he's like, I mean, no.
We fuck.
No, yeah. No, I'm not her boyfriend. Like, she called me up and asked me if I wanted to make a porno movie with her. And I said yes. She's like, no, he's my boyfriend. But no, she made some porno movies. And she was good at it, too. She
knew what she was doing.
Talented. Because,
well, I guess when you get knocked up at 15, you get fucking.
Yeah. Well, anyway, now, apparently.
Get a little bit of experience in Kublo early.
She saw that gal that was selling fart jars.
So how old is she now?
I don't know. She's older.
But still, she can't be out of her 20s, right?
If I could guess by the looks of her. See, the thing is you can tell that she's done some work to herself.
In California, everybody's doing work to themselves.
Yeah, so it's kind of up in the air. Be like, how old would you have to be to start doing that? Maybe not that old. Maybe you're 18, just freaking out about
usually,
it.
Yeah.
So... She said, well, this lady's selling her farts. I'm going to take it a step farther. I'm going to sell my shit.
Oh, gross.
So she's jarring.
I thought you were going to say she's going to sell her quiffs.
She's jarring her shit, Drunk. I got to. Her.
How I shit in a jar and I send it to you. Ooh, so cool. And you get a video of me making it for you. So I do my.
Making it!
And then I went like, ooh. And then I put it in here. And it goes in there, and then I cork it, I get saran wrap, I wrap it all up, I put a special message on it, and your name, and I don't know, just sending you blessings of this year in a lucky jar.
Yet another great use for saran wrap.
You know, so now I saw that she's doing this, and so when I was watching football the other night, that... You know that box that wants you to shit in it? That commercial that always comes up where the box is like, hey, you can shit in me and send it to somebody and they'll check it, like Cologuard or something?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a box that wants you to shit in it send it off to...
That way they know if you got cancer or not.
That's, scientists.
That way you don't got to get your asshole prodded.
They can just tell by your shit if you have cancer?
Yeah,
That should just be a
year. Pay attention to the commercial, bro.
That should just be a yearly thing that we do, isn't it?
Yeah, ship your shit. Yeah, totes.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I bet the mailman fucking loves that.
Don't drop it. but yeah, no, she took it a step further. The backdoor teen mom. She said, hey, I'm going to ship you my shit. That's
how many people you think would say...
You'd have to be a real fucking degenerate piece of shit.
I mean, but I say that with the farts too, but.
I mean, like.
I wouldn't want the fart or the shit.
Now, the fart, what I see with the fart is I see somebody like thinking, oh, this is like a fun thing that I should be a part of. You know, like we joke about the gal making the farts
hilarious,
in the jar.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Hilarious,
yeah, ha ha. I'm going to send this gal I like money and she's going to send me a thing. And it's like a joke.
Right.
But then when she takes it a step farther and like this lady's actually mailing you a turd, like in the mail drunk, you're getting like a piece of crap.
Let's just say it's not for me.
I think that once you get there, you're a real degenerate piece of shit. I mean, say what you will about the fellas that are like buying the pictures of the monkeys. Say what you will about the all these people doing all this goofy shit. If you're buying a turd.
I'm not buying turds. Well, I guess I lie. I have bought fertilizer before, which is basically buying turds. But that was for, you know, planting reasons, so.
Ugh. Yeah.
So what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
I liked the Meadow Soprano truck commercial.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. None of them really stand out to me as...
The Keeping Up with the Joneses was kind of funny.
Oh.
And then it was Jonas.
A Jonas.
Yeah.
Keeping Up with the Jones.
And then my next favorite commercial was Dolly Parton saying she had to get something off her chest and then pulling a phone out of her tits. That was good.
You know, I just read something about Dolly Parton today that...
Well, I guess she's got to be our new Betty White, right?
Oh, that we're waiting for her to die?
No, no.
We're like,
no.
Oh, she's old. Probably going to die soon.
She's our new old lady that we look up to.
Oh. And then who's it after that?
What's her name? Raquel Welch, maybe?
Who's the gal in the Fast and the Furious that plays
Judy
Jason
Dench is a good
Statham's
one.
Mom?
I don't watch Fast and the Furious movies.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I saw the first one. Like, I saw the third one, I think.
This isn't for me. I don't like it. In the chat, Lisa
Stifler's
says...
Stifler's mom, maybe?
I keep sending boxes of shit to Shannon, but she never tells me if I have cancer. I can tell her that if she's making a bunch of those microwave bag potatoes, you probably do, Lisa.
Will you watch the new Tiger King show with Kate McKinnon?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think so.
Speaking of which, I think that might be my pick of the week.
Yeah?
No, well, it's not.
What about the dramatic... Fresh Prince.
No, no, no. See, there is a song by a country artist. His name is like a Coulter Wall, I think, or something like that.
Okay.
And he has a song called Kate McKinnon.
Okay.
It's not McKinnon. It's Kate McKinnon. And I've probably listened to that song like a fucking million times this week, Drunk.
Yeah.
Coulter Wall...
And he used the country song, you said?
Yeah. It's country. Listen to this guy's voice. I have better ways of playing this. I don't know why I'm playing it.
Are we going to have to edit this part out?
Probably.
Raven is a wicked bird. His wings are black as sin.
So is this in the show?
And he floats outside my prison.
This guy sounds like he's 800 years old, but he's like 20.
I was about to say, that sounds like Johnny Cash's last album.
Yeah, but no, he's like a young guy. You look him up, it's weird. I've listened to that song like 300 times this week, Drunk, because like you gotta play it really loud in your car, because like it progresses, and the rest of his music, it's fine. But that song fucks me up. That song's fucking awesome.
It hits?
It hits. So, yeah, preview of my pick of the week.
What about the dramatic Fresh Prince?
Drunk, I can't see giving a shit about the dramatic Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
I think, like, did the same guy who made the trailer, like, a year or two ago, did he actually make the whole thing, or did they just steal his idea?
Well, Will Smith is in the... says he's the director and the writer. I don't know, so...
Yeah, well, I hope that the guy... It's got some kind of credit for it because some guy had the idea.
Smith saw it. It was like,
yeah,
that's good.
But yeah, no, I can't see giving a fuck about that. I'd like to, sure. I'd love to give a fuck about it.
Sure.
How could I?
But the Tiger King one for sure. Did you ever watch the Doc Antle story?
No, I haven't watched that.
Oh my god!
You know, there's so much stuff to watch.
Creepy.
So much stuff to watch, creepy. And just not enough time. What I want to watch is what's the fucking chef guy? Gordon Ramsay.
Guy Fieri.
He has the show with the elevator food. I want to watch that one. The elevator food. The fucking Bud Light Seltzer commercial with Guy Fieri, where they went to like Guy Fieri World.
Flavortown.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, you got a pick of the week?
Drunk's pick of the week coming up this Saturday. It's another premium live event. It's going to be the Elimination Chamber.
The WWE?
Yeah. Now, the Elimination Chamber is a little bit of a newer, within the last 10-year kind of deal. Are you aware of the Elimination Chamber?
No, which one's that?
So, basically, it's like a big old steel cage.
It's a Hell in a Cell.
It's a big Hell in a Cell.
It's bigger than a Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, and in each corner, there's like a pod for each wrestler to stand in. And then there's one, so it's usually five. So four people in the pod, and then the first person comes out. And then
So they lift the pods?
No. There's like a plastic thing. So it opens up like an elevator kind of deal.
Okay.
So every 10 minutes, a new wrestler comes into the Elimination Chamber.
Do they already know who they are, or is it a surprise?
They usually know who comes out first. But the other three are a surprise.
Okay. And then whoever wins, what do they get?
Well, this particular one, it is the title. Other times, it's the title shot. Usually, it's a number one contender thing. But this time...
Why is it the title?
Because the person who has the title is in it.
But why? Was there
drama? I would say two reasons. Drunk? A... It's in Saudi Arabia. And okay. They like to do the big stuff for the Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. So does that mean it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes, it is. B or 2, I can't remember what I started with.
Okay.
Pay-per-views in between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania are usually lackluster.
Okay.
And I think they're trying to make this one have a little bit more shine on it.
They're trying to give it some panache. That way,
give it a little bit more juice before WrestleMania hits.
Okay. And so, is the current champion mad about this? They're like, this is bullshit. That I have to defend my title against all of the Elimination
Chamber. Roman Reigns, he's a cocky prick.
He doesn't care? He's fine with it?
Yeah.
Because he's the head of the table, right?
Yeah, he's the head of the table.
Yeah. So, are you going to take off that day from work so that you
No, I'll just, whenever I get home, pop on the peacock and watch from where it's at.
I saw a bunch of rumblings today. You know, I don't watch wrestling, but, like, I read all of the wrestling
news. Yeah, apparently
news.
Cody Rhodes is leaving the AEW.
He left, and they're saying that Stone Cold is coming back.
I think that's not a thing.
They said Stone Cold is coming back.
And yeah, I saw a rumor of Stone Cold versus Kevin Owens in WrestleMania, but he's been gone for almost 18 years.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
Just one last hoorah?
Why with Kevin Owens?
Go out there and shatter the glass and kick some ass, you know what I'm saying?
I hear ya.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking?
You know, the only person, like... big in the like people that we have known about, like Brock Lesnar has never wrestled Steve Austin. He's like the only one. But Brock Lesnar still wrestles for titles and whatnot, so
you're saying that he's more of a
Well, I know Brock Lesnar wants to wrestle Steve Austin, but I would doubt it would be the other way around.
You don't think Steve Austin's gonna come back after 18 years to get
his ass whooped by Brock Lesnar? No. Now, they would put him against Kevin Owens and fucking have him beat him. Absolutely.
They're not going to have a 60-year-old Stone Cold Steve Austin come out and stun Brock Lesnar.
Right, exactly. I mean, you've seen Brock Lesnar before, right?
Yeah, he looks like a mutant.
Yeah. I'm glad he's a good guy right now. Yeah. They rarely have him as a face.
They don't really have to have him wrestle. Like, I'd pay just to, like, go see him in a room.
Right.
Be like, you're a unique looking gentleman.
You saw him body slam Wee Man.
That right? I would just like to, like, see what all of that looks like.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really have, like, a neck.
Well, he was on the Pat McAfee show the other day.
Yeah.
And he said that he openly admits he thinks he was born in the wrong century. Like, he believes he should be a Viking.
Oh. There's big men. But yeah, he's unusual looking. He's an unusual looking man.
Yeah, I mean, you don't just get that big.
Well, what do you think? Did we do it?
I mean, you know, for a two-person show, I had fun chatting it up with you today, buddy.
Drunk, I always have fun chatting it up with you, man.
Thank you very much.
And John Jamingo called in. Guys, the Boomer Bunker, it's live on Mondays.
I know I like YouTube. To push your buttons.
That impression of me is garbage. Can you be on my side on that? You weren't on my side on the truck,
I love,
guys.
I love
you weren't that. On my side on the plastic on the potatoes. But can we agree that that's a bad impression of me?
Sometimes it's not great, but sometimes he gets the cadence down perfectly. And the topic is...
What topic? Having sex? I have sex.
So good.
Travis is at Disney World drunk.
And, yes, I know.
He's really cool.
He's doing the whole Star Wars thing.
He's been sending us pictures.
Yeah, looks like Disney he's been having World. A good time.
He's like staying in like the Little Mermaid hotel or something. He's got like pictures of the Little Mermaid in his hotel room.
When I go on vacation, you want me to start sending you pictures?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Send me pictures. I like to see what my boys are doing. Okay. Drunk, I think that me and you, we should go on a journey. Just the two of us.
Okay, what kind of journey?
Don't you think that like me and you...
Like a mushroom trip?
We probably need to strengthen our bond.
Okay.
I think that like me and you need to get in a car with just a fucking CD book full of Tom Petty CDs, drunk.
Tom Petty.
And we just need to fucking drive, man. What we need to do is we need to drive around...
Look, I appreciate what you're saying there. But I don't pay however much I pay for XM radio to be listening.
Well, there's a Tom Petty channel, Drunk. What we're going to do is we're going to put the Tom Petty channel on there. We're just going to break the fucking knob off, buddy. And I think that me and you, we just need to drive around and meet all of our people. Like all our weird internet people.
Yeah.
I think we just need to meet
like
them.
Like go visit the Furniture Cases.
And yeah, yeah. Just all of them.
Go say hi to Shannon and Lisa and...
Yeah, and
B-Rob and Jody, and
yeah, all of them, and we're just gonna go on a trip.
You don't think Travis wants to come with us?
Travis is coming. Okay. Of course, Travis is coming. Right, we're gonna go pick him up first.
Hey, once I become a crypto millionaire, I'm all about this.
Are you getting into crypto?
Well, I mean, of course.
Did you click that
it's
QR
funny
code?
Too, guys. Everybody's like, oh, these. No, I did not. My buddy did, but I did not. Everybody's like, oh, all these damn crypto commercials. Da, 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 da. I was loving it. I was like, yeah, everybody get into crypto. I need my crypto to go up.
Matt Damon said the future favors the bold.
Fucking A, it does.
Isn't that what he said? Fucking Matt Damon.
You never know. $100 could make you $1 million one day.
You never know. I mean, it won't, but maybe.
I mean, hey, if you bought $100 worth of Bitcoin.
Can't win if you don't play.
In 2005.
Yeah.
In 2020, you'd be a multimillionaire.
We knew about it. We just thought they were all dorks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did not know about it. I wish I did. Yeah. I'd have put $100 towards it. You know how much I spend a week at the fucking bar?
The bar?
At the bar.
How'd you do on your Super Bowl picks?
So I made 23 bets. 23.
Did you like bet on the coin toss? What did
I
you
did
bet
not
on?
Bet on the coin toss. Only true degenerates did bet on the coin toss.
Okay.
I did stuff like, so it was over 5.5 sacks total. I bet the over on that.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
Yeah. I bet Cincinnati over 1.5 sacks. I got that. I bet the Rams over 3.5 sacks. I got that. I bet.
So you did all the sack bets.
Well, except for individual players.
Oh.
I bet that there would be 3.5 field goals made. There's only three. I bet on the longest being 47.5. The longest is only 42.
Oh.
Anywho, I won 10 and lost 13, but I ended up plus $40. I bet 140 and walked out with 180.
Huh. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Could be worse, right?
Yeah.
Do you go over there and bet like every day?
I usually cross the river about 3 times a week. Can't wait till my home state. Allegedly, September. By September.
Do you go to Fairmount or you go to the Alton Bell?
So I go to Alton, and the reason I do that is because their sister casino is Hollywood, which is, I could throw a football to that from my house.
Right.
So whenever I'd use my card, I could now use my card at Hollywood, and all my points will still be accrued.
Oh.
So soon I'll be like a diamond member or whatever.
Yeah. What do you get and with diamond
comps? Well, you know, they park your car for you and they give you comps, and
they like say, hey, if you come over here today, we'll give you a cooler.
Yeah.
Or
and like, you know, hey, you've been doing a lot of gambling. Here's a $40 voucher for Charlie Gito's.
Right.
Like, okay.
My good. My mom down in her basement has all of that shit that they give you. She goes over there just to get the shit they give you.
And then comes back home.
And then she just comes back home, and she just has it all stacked in the basement. She doesn't use any of it.
This is probably a horrible question, but is Gam a gambler?
No.
Okay.
No.
She just gives her money to Nigerian princes.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
They're trying to get more, by the way. they're fighting her hard.
They're the worst, man, I swear.
Yeah, no, they're coming back for more. they're running a scam on her now where they're like pretending to be the people who are going to get the money back. Those people are fucking good, man.
And she's still just in it.
Yeah.
She loves this guy.
She loves the guy, yeah, because he calls and like really wants to talk to her.
You guys need to get Gam Gam into a home or something.
Oh yeah, no, we tried. So guys, that's it. That's a show. Hey, fucking Patrick Stewart, drunk.
We should tell him the truth.
National treasure, even though he's not from our nation.
Yeah, he's from somewhere else.
He's Sir, so he's for English. So maybe, what do you think? Do it again next week?
Probably about a week from now, I think we should probably do it again. And we'll...
I'll clear room in my schedule.
Okay. We'll hear from Travis P. Pants.
Maybe have a whole segment about how his vacation was?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good.
You know what I...
We pause.
I love... You guys might not know about one of the things that I like the most. It's
vacation stories.
Yeah. Well, like when Travis goes somewhere, talking to him about all the money he spent. Like when he goes to those fucking autograph things.
Oh, yeah.
And he tells us about, I can't wait. I bet.
Because he gets angry talking about how much money he spent.
I bet he bought so much stupid bullshit at Disney World drunk. I bet he bought like one of those $200 lightsabers. I bet he bought all of it.
Yeah. See.
I'm excited.
I can't talk shit because, you know, at least he's got something to where he's physically, tangibly has the thing. Whereas me and my lady will just spend that at fucking Gordon Ramsay steak. You know, just be in our bellies.
Yeah. So stay tuned, guys. That's coming next week. Gonna hear how much money Travis spent at Disney World. Bet it's a lot.
I bet it's not... Yeah. I'm Bill Dannon.
you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe, share it with a friend. Hey, consider supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us at twitch.tv/WFODshow or youtube.com/user/WFODix to figure out a way to make that better. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263 or email travis@wfodix.com with comments, questions, guest suggestions, or whatever. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Val, Brian, and Liquid. Also, a special thank you to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Visit WFOD Show for more. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Nothing to do with that. Let me make it up to you, Mike.